connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Good evening, iyi akşamlar, and welcome to Connections with me, Tim Hallam, and I've got a very special guest in the studio. We've not seen him for a while. Good evening, Dan.
Hello, good evening.
How the devil are you? It's good to see you.
Not too bad, Tim. How are you?
Bit slightly left of centre, really. I've got that cold that's going round.
Oh, yeah, people have been dropping like flies at work, haven't
they? Well, that's it, yeah. It's get well soon to everybody out there who's suffering from that. And I did promise Dan tonight I wouldn't put any distracting bedding music on, so I hope this is...
It's a bit, it's not really for the background, is it?
Well, the first bit was, but this is, it's kind of got a bit rough.
Volume's too high as well.
Is it? It's below five there, Dan. Well, we've got the first choice of yours, Wild Beasts.
Yes, Wild Beasts, yeah.
It's a song about bingo halls as well, Mecca.
Mecca, yeah. Yeah, that's a reference to the bingo chain, isn't it?
Yeah,
in the UK,
right.
Very popular place.
Get your big dobber out.
Yeah, it brought back very fond memories of doing bingo with my auntie.
Aye.
Yeah.
2 and 5, 25. All the threes, 33, clickety-click, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, it's actually more exciting than you would imagine. With Mecca Bingo, they have national competitions, so you have all of the chains, all the bingo halls, all together.
Yeah.
And, there's thousands of pounds at stake.
And a big dobber.
Yeah, and lots of dobbers, felt tip things you use.
I once went to a working men's club where they were playing bingo, and I actually won, not the full house, but I got four corners. And my friend told me I'd best not get up because I might get lynched. I was going to win some salted peanuts or something like that, so nothing big, but, you don't come between somebody and the bingo card.
No, it's very, very competitive, yeah.
Anyway, with all that competitiveness abound, I think we'd better listen to Wild Beasts and Mecca.
Yeah, all we want is to feel that feeling again.
You feeling that feeling, Dan?
I am, yeah.
That sort of bingo-y feeling. Oh, that was a song about bingo, Mecca, and Wild Beasts from 2016, was that?
This was off an earlier album around that time, yeah.
It's quite recent for me, Dan, that. Quite recent. Yeah. Kicking actually, and screaming to the millennium.
Yeah, actually, this selection this time round is a bit more recent, I've noticed. Before, I was a bit more eclectic from different eras and stuff. I had The Smiths and Madonna on, I think I recall them before, but... this is more sort of what I'm currently listening to, or have been listening to.
Right.
So I hope it's, you know, pleasing enough people.
Well, this next outfit you've got, it's something you do with a computer, Alt-J. What happens when you press Alt-J, do you know?
Do you know, I only figured this out recently because I'm terrible with technology and computers. I actually had been listening to the band for quite some time before I realised what it actually was. The Alt-J is actually a you know, how you make a triangle in Microsoft Word.
Ah, oh, that's, yeah, because they've got the funny triangle going on. So what happens if you press Alt, Alt Control and F9, do you know?
I have no idea. You could be taking a screenshot, you could be...
No, it's not a screenshot. I think it's the Olympic rings, isn't it, or something like that.
The Olympic rings.
Yeah, they come. And you get like a soundbite of, like, Ski Sunday or something. Something along those lines, anyway. And this song, does it mean anything to you? Oh, we haven't talked about the connection.
Yeah. So the connection between Wild Beasts and Alt-J. Before, because Alt-J are a huge band now.
Massive,
You know, I saw them in July at the Volkswagen Arena. Yeah. Very popular. But when they, before they really hit it big, they actually toured with Wild Beasts in 2011. The guitarist, who's actually left now, he's been quoted as saying, after going on that tour, Wild Beasts were the reason that they decided to stay in a band and try and make music as a living.
But he didn't stay around in the band, he left after that, so they obviously didn't try hard enough to keep him in it. It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a shame. But, yeah, you never know. Maybe if they hadn't gone that tour, Wild Beasts, Alt-J wouldn't be the big band they are today. You never know.
Well, yeah, could have left earlier. Anyway, here's Matilda. Mama, will you pray for me? Sweet Matilda's come home for me. Not that one, though.
This is wrong. This is wrong. This is from Matilda.
This is wrong.
quite a low note at the end there, that buzz, Dan.
Yeah, it's a nice song. It's quite interesting. You know the song Leon?
Yeah.
With Natalie Portman as a teenager in, and, you know, there's the guy...
The song?
Yeah.
Or the film?
The film. The song is about the film.
Oh, the song's about the film,
It's the last words that Leon says before he dies. Is for Matilda, and then he drops a grenade and the bad guy dies.
Pretty heavy stuff then, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's quite. I like the interchange between the different voices.
Yeah, yeah. I like the vocal range with Alt J.
Can't beat that. Yeah. A bit of Alt J. Triangle music, if ever I heard it. Well, we've got a bit of Elvis coming up. Is it Blue Suede Shoes, Dan?
It isn't, actually. It's probably a song not many people know is actually sung by Elvis, and one I didn't know until I actually went to Mexico.
Right. And is it because they play it in Mexico, because it's sort of pertinent to Mexican life, or?
Well, I was I used to live in the city of Guadalajara.
You actually live there, right?
Yeah, this is a few years back, and I remember being in a conversation club there at a school, and my Spanish wasn't great at the time, and it was a conversation class, and the lead in the stimulus for the discussion was to show this video of Elvis singing the song Guadalajara, which is all about the city, hoping that would stimulate some discussion. But our Spanish wasn't great, so we just said, oh, qué bueno. And that was about it,
That's pretty discursive, Dan. I mean, I heard Elvis himself was once in a discussion club, and somebody, it's actually Mrs. K of Dortlevant. Hello, Mrs. K. Says, could we play that classic part where Elvis is discussing different kinds of screwdriver? And I, for one, am happy to oblige.
Well, let's see. The difference between screws and screwdrivers, there are two principal kinds of screws and screwdrivers. There are the straightforward slot-headed screw, which is just, you know, a round head with just a single kind of recessed line across that head.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the Phillips head, which is kind of a cross-shaped thing with a pointy screwdriver that fits into that. There's the two principal kinds, and obviously there are masonry screws, there are wood screws, there are metal screws. There's all kinds of screws.
Actually, Dan, I just remembered that there's a massive gap before this song, so just talk among yourselves and it'll just come in. Yeah, that was it was a bit of an oversight on my part. Oh, he's there, he's there.
Tienes el alma di fresciana, hueles a limpia rosa temprana. Abre cari fresco del río, same palomas tu casorio, Guadalajara, Guadalajara, sapis a pura tier mojara. Con los mitos lecanos, ay, ojito de agua en manos. Ay, con los mitos inolvidables, inolvidables como el estado, y con la lluvia de la loma, en asesía hasta se popa. Americanos, ay, con los mitos inolvidables, inolvidables como el estado, y con la lluvia de la loma, en asesía hasta se popa.
Ay, 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 ay
Aye. That was Elvis and Guadalajara from, what was the film, Dan?
Fun in Acapulco.
Fun in Acapulco. And you've got that aircon on in there. I can hear it buzzing. It's really good. I mean, it's good. It
oh, yeah.
Reminds but, me that you're there, Dan.
Yeah.
You know, good, for those yeah. silent moments, it's good. We had a message from Mrs. F. Out in Umrania. She said, where was that air connection between Alt-J and Elvis? What is it? She's wondering, Dan.
Yeah, it was kind of maybe a little bit difficult to connect the two.
Yeah.
But the connection that. Is Guadalajara. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that was sung by Elvis in an immaculate Mexican accent. The pronunciation was spot on, obviously.
Yeah, it was dapper.
And also Guadalajara being the big band that they are now.
Guadalajara.
Alt-J. Sorry?
Alt-J, you
Did
mean?
I say Guadalajara were a big band?
Yeah, they're massive, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm saying Guadalajara too
it's
much.
A massive band, isn't it? Guadalajara.
Yeah. Speaking of bands in Guadalajara, did you know mariachi music? Actually, that's where it originates from, Guadalajara.
Really? Guadalajara. Yeah. There's so much to answer for, isn't it?
There is. Anyway, the connection is, it's not the most interesting one, but they performed there live in June of this year in Guadalajara.
Wow.
That's Alt-J. Performed Guadalajara, not Guadalajara.
Yeah, I was looking at your notes. I thought he actually performed Guadalajara. That would have been quite something, Dan, really.
That would have, yeah.
Mr. K, he's in Cartel, says that he got his conversation buds going as well, so it's nice to hear. And we've got Major Lazer now.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because it's not necessarily the type of music I normally listen to, but, you know, it's important, I think, to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
This is a big group. It's a group of three DJs, I think.
Right.
And they have very famous songs. This one's a bit less well known, but still quite popular. And I heard it, and I quite liked it. Yeah.
Have they got a big laser?
Yeah, I don't know what the what's behind their group name.
Yeah, because it was quite surprising when I thought, you know, something. I don't know what I was expecting, but it's quite a laid back song, isn't it? Really, it's three DJs, is it?
Yeah, they have different, you know, strange sounding names as, you know, cool DJs you would expect to have.
I mean, DJs like me sort of like just sit three in a row and just
but
what, see
what's
we
your
can
do you have a DJ name or have you had one?
I have had, I'm trying to think what they are now. I think it's DJ Saruman when I played at some club somewhere.
Saruman?
Yeah,
from Lord Saruman, of the Rings.
No, Saruman, the island off Estonia, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Saruman,
that
as in
place.
Saruman and Muhu.
Muhu?
Yeah, Muhu. They're twinned. You never see them separate.
Who?
I mean, they are separate.
Muhu? Who moves?
Muhu.
Who Muhu. Moves?
Yeah, Muhu moves.
A moose?
Yeah. No, there's no
I
mooses.
I don't know what you're saying.
No, there's a massive crater there, though. But it might have been a cow. It could have been something else.
A moose moves.
Yeah, a moose. Well, yeah,
a
moose moves
moo?
About
yeah, it
this.
Makes another sound,
who's
it?
And Major Lazer and, yeah, Get Free. Get Free what? I don't know.
Are we doing the connection?
Oh, we're better at it. Yeah, go on.
We're supposed to do the connection before we play, right?
I think you are better, yeah.
Okay, so connection between Elvis and Major Lazer. There's a Guardian article from 2016 that ranked the top 20 selling singles of all time and re-ranked them according to how much they've been streamed on Spotify. And Elvis Presley, It's Now or Never, was the eighth best-selling single of all time.
Yeah.
It's the 13th, re-ranked by the number of times it's been streamed. Major Lazer were in the same article because their very big hit, Lean On, was featured as the most streamed ever of any song, more than 500 million. More than 500 million streams. That was in 2016.
So the most streamed in the South Istanbul area at that time of day. I like it, Dan. It's a good connection. It's Major Lazer.
Thank you.
left me feeling quite Eastern, that, Dan.
Yeah, it's a nice song, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Got nice effects and it's very layered, very chill.
Like a lot of the things on here. Major Lazer and Get Free. Get Free Dinner, Get Free Chips, I don't know. And goes out to Callum, who's in Delhi at the minute.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he is. He's in India, isn't he? Our mutual friend, who is most definitely listening right now.
Yeah, he's had quite a random week. He started his week in St. Petersburg. He was here on Tuesday, and now he's in Delhi, I think.
Yeah, the intrepid traveller, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. There's no stopping him.
Bolder than I am, yeah.
Well, there we are. And talking of India, I think you were saying that Major Lazer were very taken with India.
Yeah, so apparently they toured in India and it had such an impact on them. Yeah, so much so that the video for the most famous song, which goes back to the one that was the most streamed on Spotify, Lean On.
Yeah.
I think everyone would know it, the one that goes, eh, oh, eh, oh, yeah.
You do it so well.
Like that, exactly like that.
Yeah.
It's actually, the video is set in India and it has lots of Indian dancers and stuff. It's quite an elaborate routine and quite a large number of people dancing on there.
Can I just say this? This crackling, it's not my cold, it's this microphone that's just playing up. So sorry, carry on, Dan.
Do we need to do something about the air conditioning? Should I turn it off?
If you're cold, you know, I mean,
is it on though? Because I am actually very warm.
I think
here.
It's just your aura, Dan. I think it's probably your aura.
That's what my aura sounds like.
It is. These mics are good.
My aura is white noise. It's
pretty much
essentially white noise.
Pretty
isn't
much.
It?
I mean, yeah. Well, there's something buzzing in there. It's you, Dan. I think. That's yeah. Did you hear that? It just went then. I don't know what happened. Oh, it's all very strange. Well, the connection is that George Harrison was also very taken with India. He went in 1966 and spent a lot of time over there and returned and kept going and got into all sorts of Indian religions. And this song, he got into court for plagiarism, but that's a whole other story. It's all about those three notes. Da, da, da. Sounds awfully like the chiffons, but spot the Indian guru name. Here's George.
Thank you. radio station, episode Quantaramera 5. In this episode, we take a close look at the radio sitcom, The Radiator Innovator. The Radiator Innovator features Rory McGrath, who innovates radiators. He, he's like an interior designer, but works mainly with radiators. His girlfriend, Kiki, and his somewhat deadpan friend, Archie. That's it, really. So we're going to join them where Rory's making a radiator look like a sphinx for Mr. Pond, and he gets a phone call from Kiki.
Rory, mate.
Yeah?
When are you going to have my radiator look like a sphinx?
I've told you, Mr. Pond, it takes time. I've got to go to the shops anyway. Oh, hold on. That'd be Kiki.
Rory, in that shop, what are you doing?
Yeah, needs it doing by the end of the week.
You need to go down that hardware store and get round your house quick. That Archie is putting towels everywhere. Tell you, everywhere but the wall. Get this end some hooks, I'm telling thee.
Okay, but it's a bit awkward, you know? I don't know how to put it to him. He's always, you know what he's like.
Tell you the other thing, straws. Look at them cups in your house, you're going to get foot and mouth the way you're carrying on.
Yeah, what about my radiator? Sorry, Mr. Pond, got to go.
So what it is, yeah, I've got these hooks. Like, I mean, I've got a budget of, like, 75 TL. Are you going to put it into the kitty? The kitty. I've got these two hooks, like, because I thought, like, we needed hooks for, like, towels and stuff like that.
So you bought some more hooks?
Yeah, because, like, well, don't you think we need hooks?
Why did you buy some more?
Well, because, like, what do you use when you dry yourself?
A towel.
Well, what do you do with that towel after that?
I hang it up.
On what?
On my wardrobe door.
Well, you just can't do that, man. I mean, you need hooks. So I got these two little hooks. Like, one is for the hand towel, and one is for the bigger towel, but it's a slightly bigger hook, all right? And then this wide hook, that's for the hairdryer.
The hairdryer?
Yeah, the hairdryer. Yeah, because we both use the same hairdryer, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, the thing is about that, I mean, I've, you know, got, you know, longer hair, you know, the fringe and stuff.
I know, but we're hanging it up, man. I mean, it doesn't matter about your hair.
Yeah, but you've got a grade one all over, I mean, why?
Well, I still use the same hairdryer. I mean, I've got hair, okay? I mean, like, you've got hair, I've got hair, but my just because my hair's shorter, I use a hairdryer, man.
Okay.
So are you going to give me, like, 75, like, just split it both ways for these hooks, or what?
I mean, 75, so you want to go halves on that, I mean, how much is that each?
Well, 75, yeah.
Like, 37, something like that. I mean, I think, we haven't been living together that long, but I think we need, if you decide to buy something, or spend a lot of money on something for the house, like 75 lira and hooks, I think maybe we should discuss it before spending money on something
I mean, but like essentials and stuff. I mean, like, I could go out and buy some like washing up liquid. You want me to go and have a house meeting with you for that? Like washing up liquid, like we've got to wash pots and stuff.
But that's, you know, clearly an essential item. It's not something
that so a hoax, man. Discuss. This is essential. Like, there's towels lying around the place, you know? Actually, I think we need some straws for the house as well. I'm going to go get some now.
Right, how much are you going to spend on straws?
Well, I was thinking
you spent 75 lira on hooks.
But, yeah, it's only another, like... I don't know, 4 lira or something on straws. You want me to split it? You want me to split the straws?
In fact, I think that's the last straw. I think about moving out. What such a weird conversation.
Well, Kiki, didn't go down too well.
Oh, I don't know. Come round, Rory. We'll have kumquat and pistachio yoghurt.
With everything?
With everything. Ta-ra.
The soothing sounds of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard there, and Water Scorpion. Sorry, Rattlesnake.
Yeah, I can't believe you cut the song short. It's 7 minutes long.
I know. Well,
yeah, I know. Well, if you like the 3 minutes you heard, if you want to hear that just repeated for another 3 and a bit minutes, yeah, then that's what you've missed out on, really.
Well, I think they're missing out on quite a lot, but we've got this Dan's special choice now.
Yeah, so
I sounded quite old then, didn't I? Yeah, so, Dan's special choice now. Sorry.
So, Tim, you brought me a selection of vinyls from your collection that I might want to use. Some obscure examples of music that I'm not familiar with. Not that I'm that musical anyway.
Mm.
Some of you might have gathered from my musical choices so far. But the one that you thought I was going to choose, I didn't choose. I mean, it's got a very interesting cover with women with swimming caps on and hair coming out the top of their heads.
It's quite disturbing, isn't it?
The hole in the head, I think, is a mouth, and the hair, it's very hard to describe. But anyway, I didn't choose that because I chose the one that's coming up. Here Comes a Job, Judge by Pigmeat Markham, because you told me that this was kind of like the first ever hip-hop song, and I found that interesting because I thought it was Rapper's Delight.
Well, it's not hip-hop. I mean, it was precursing hip-hop, yeah. Dan. Yeah, precursing
so
hip-hop.
So I actually felt like I wanted to be educated. Yeah, that's good. So that's why I chose this one.
Well, we're all in education, Dan. Yeah. It is Pigmeat Markham, and I thought you said Here Come the Job, but Here Comes the Judge. And I think you'll agree it's quite rappy, Dan. So you can rap along with Pigmeat. Here he is.
Yeah, this court is now in session. His Honor, Judge Pigmeat Mark and Poseidon. Yeah, he, the court of swing is just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line or this court is neat. Peace, brother.
Whoa, here come the judge. Here come the judge. Everybody know that he's the judge.
Everybody, near and far, I'm going to Paris to stop this war. All those cats got to listen to me, because I am the judge and you can plainly see. I want a big round table when I get there. I won't sit down to one to square. I'm gonna lay down the law, they better not budge. I bust some head because I am the judge.
He is the judge, he is the judge. Everybody knows that he is the judge.
Eyes
who?
Eyes your next door neighbor.
Honor, out of this courtroom, out of this courtroom.
Judge, your honorship high, sir. Did I hear you say order in the court?
Yes, I said order.
Well, I'll take two cans of beer, please. Everybody know that you.
I miss my guess. I have you out of this doggone mess. I set up cable to Bobby Mac. Let them know I'm coming back. Sit right down with Rockin' Nicks. Teach them both some of Pigmeat's tricks.
Judge, you are a Pigmeat, sir. Don't you remember me?
No, who are you, boy?
Well, I'm the fella that introduced you to your wife.
To my wife?
Yeah.
Life, you son of a gun, you. A tie and the money gets spent. Vote for Pigmeat Mark for president. I am the judge. I am the judge. Everybody knows that I am the judge. I am the judge. I am the judge.
Everybody knows that he is the judge.
Now, everybody know I am the judge.
Who's the judge, Dan?
He is the judge.
Yeah, he's quite archaic ideas on there somewhat, but...
It's definitely rapping there, particularly at the start, yeah.
And even the drum beats kind of, you know, it's ahead... I mean, the for beat, 1968, yeah. it's out there, Dan.
Well, it's way ahead of its time, and a great record. I'm really glad that I chose
that.
Yeah,
some laugh a minute with some of the jokes in there as well, Dan. You know, the order in the court.
Order in the court,
I'll have
yeah.
two lime sodas, please. Well, we've got to hurry on with the music. We've got Wolf Alice now, Dan.
Yeah, I'll make this quick. It's the latest band that I've got into. Basically, they recently won the Mercury Music Prize, which is a very coveted prize every year in the UK for UK acts. And it's chosen by music people in the industry. And they won it to great acclaim. They have a great album. And this is my favourite song on the album. Which is called Don't Delete the Kisses.
Must be quite odd. Hard to old Mercury. Must be a bit slimy. Prefer gold myself.
I'm not afraid to die.
Delete the Kisses from Wolf Alice. I like the way the vocals kind of cascaded there, Dan.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous track, isn't it?
Bit like this.
What's that?
It's Bloom from Brian Eno. It's a phone app. It's just got you just touch your screen and it makes noises like airport noise. It's good, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, it's a bit distracting.
Yeah, I'll
turn it off
when
they're trying to talk.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've got the last choice, Dan.
Yeah, so back to Wild Beasts. This last track, this year I saw Wild Beasts in Taksim with some of my friends. We're right by the front, and before they started, they had taped on the floor the set list, and we asked a girl in front of us near the front if she could read the set list, and she was sort of reading and shouting back to me and my friends at the time, and one of the roadie guys noticed what we were doing, so she was calling out the names, and he said, you know, let it be a surprise, don't spoil it, sort of thing. And I was really interested to know, and basically the song we're about to play was not on the list.
All right, well,
that's
good.
A relevance to that story in this song.
I like that. Well,
but also incidentally my favorite Wild Beast song.
Well, I'm glad I've saved it till last, Dan. Here's Palace. Really ambient, Dan.
Sounds like there's construction work going on.
It does. I mean, it could be that. I think you're going to tell me that's quite distracting, aren't you? That music. We just got to go around the houses now and just find you something relatively suitable. There you go. So, well, it's the end of the show, Dan.
Yeah, we need to do the connection for the last two songs, right?
We do, yeah. Well, we can go around the houses and you can connect as we go along. So we started off with Mecca and Wild Beasts. The connection was?
That Alt-J toured with Wild Beasts in 2011 and it was the reason that they decided to try and make music for a living.
It's beautiful. Alt-J and Matilda, that went to Elvis. The connection was?
Elvis did the song Guadalajara, which you heard, and Alt-J also performed in the city of Guadalajara in June this year.
Beautiful. And then from Elvis and Guadalajara to Major Lazer and Get Free.
Yeah, both were mentioned in a Guardian article in 2016 about popular streaming songs being rearranged. They're both mentioned.
That's good. And Major Lazer to My Sweet Lord. I think Major Lazer were majorly influenced by India.
Yeah,
as was George Harrison.
As was George, obviously. Yeah, yeah. That's
and we
it.
Had that soap opera thing. There's an awful lot of deadpan sitcoms out there, Dan.
Yeah, it reminds me of a conversation I had quite recently.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? And Rattlesnake, which had some very deep lyrical content by King Gizzard.
We didn't do the connection between Rattlesnake and George Harrison.
Did
we do that?
We didn't do it, no.
Their
it was
album,
a soap opera in the way.
Their 2017 album, Flying Macronatal Banana,
yeah.
Was said to have shades, echoes of Ravi Shankar and George Harrison's collaborative work in the 1970s.
That's fantastic. Rattlesnake didn't have any shades of Ravi Shankar in it, though. I
didn't get that, no. But do you get rattlesnakes in India? Maybe there's a connection there.
I mean, that's a possibility, Dan, definitely. I mean, amongst other things. Then we had Dan's special choice, which was you couldn't connect because, I mean, that was done live on air and all that. That was Pigmeat Markham, Here Come the Judge, and then we had Don't Delete the Kisses, Wolf Alice. What was the connection between that and Rattlesnake, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Dan?
Yeah, they were both in this 2014 article from NME.com. And basically the UKX Wild Beasts, the band Wild Beasts, pulled apart by horses, and Wolf Alice were to receive government growth export funding. So that's funding from the UK government to help promote themselves and get known worldwide to promote UK music.
That's awesome.
But I was mostly taken by the other band, which is probably the greatest band name I think I've ever heard. Pulled Apart by Horses.
And on that bombshell, Dan. Pulled Apart by Horses. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's up there with a box of cupboards and, you know, Typhoon Satsuma.
Yeah, it's a song you think you would have made up, you know, just as a joke, you know, texting between your mates. But, yeah, it's a great thing. And I'm just thinking being pulled apart by horses wouldn't be, you know...
It's quite
that's a way of dying, isn't it?
It is. It was a torture, Dan. Yeah, and some nasty statistics there back in history. Well, Dan, is there anyone you want to say hello to?
Yeah, I think there's a few people listening. My girlfriend Denise is listening. I chose the song Rattlesnake especially for her because she says it's really annoying, gets stuck in her head, and she can't stand it.
That was good of you.
Yeah.
So, hope you enjoyed that, Denise.
Yeah, there you go. And some friends, I think, are listening, some mutual friends at work and stuff, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my landlady, Caroline.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, is listening as well. So, if you see some hooks that have appeared, I hope that's all right. They can easily be taken down.
Well, that's good. As long as you've used the right adhesive, Dan. Anyway, we've got Simon literally kicking and screaming at the door to come in and do his show. So stick around for Simon's show. But Dan, it's been a pleasure and a privilege as always.
Likewise. Thank you very much for having me.
And good night. Keep good safe night. And keep connected. Bye.
Bye.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.